what it says is that opium is essentially stable in what is commonly called the Golden Triangle, Myanmar and Laos, where the two countries kind of come together and opium is produced. However, it's stabilizing at very high levels. In Myanmar, it's essentially exactly where it was last year, at 63,000 hectares or so. And in Laos, it has risen slightly, basically a couple of thousand extra hectares. So we have high levels of production of opium in the Golden Triangle, basically.
And who is cultivating this opium in these countries?
The cultivation is undertaken by very poor farmers. These are people that make literally hundreds of dollars a year on small plots of land, and they farm, you know, a few hectares each, through which they feed their whole family.
Now, who buys this opium from these poor farmers?
Well, there are these middlemen that come to the farmers, they buy the opium, they actually provide seeds to the farmers from time to time, but they come, they buy the opium, then they sell it on to those that produce heroin.
Where is this heroin being produced?
The heroin is being produced in the same areas, in the Golden Triangle, and then it's connected to markets in Southeast Asia and even beyond, into Europe, into North America, into Australia.
That implies that there is heroin use in this Golden Triangle, correct?
Yes, there is heroin use in the Golden Triangle, but it is on the local market quite inexpensive because it's from that area. By the time it reaches far distant markets, it's worth, you know, 10 times, 100 times what it might be worth in the local market.
Now, what impact does the opium production have in the region?
Well, there's a number of impacts. First off, the opium production itself, the families that are producing it are not making, believe it or not, they're not making as much income as the families that produce other crops. So they tend to be very, very remote parts of the country, isolated from other parts of the country. They are less than an average farmer, so they're able to just make enough to support their family. At the same time, the opium production is impacting the users because what is eventually transformed into heroin gets ultimately used by drug users in other countries, mainly, and it's injected. So there's severe health impacts from the heroin trade related. At the same time, there's another relationship with corruption and with impact on states' economies, because the volume of money, ultimately, with heroin is so big that it has the impact to corrupt very large amounts of the region.
Now, what is being done to try to stop the production of opium in these countries?
We're running programs, the UN, UNODC, in partnership with the government of Laos and with the government of Myanmar to move farmers away from producing opium. And that means that we provide them with alternative means, alternative types of crops to produce. And we also provide training on how to get their new products to market.
Are you seeing any results in these efforts?
Yeah, we are seeing results. Although, if you look at the data, you would think, well, they aren't getting much result because the numbers are, you know, stabilizing at high levels or going in the wrong direction in places like Laos. But actually, we do see results. The challenge is that we need to scale the programs up. At the moment, they're relatively modest programs that can service small areas of both countries, Myanmar and Laos. So we have had success providing alternate means. Like, for example, in Myanmar, we're growing coffee in partnership with the government there and with partners from Thailand. And in Laos, we're doing different types of fruits and vegetables and providing training on market access. But again, the scale is relatively modest.
You say it's modest. What more can be done?
Well, with probably not a lot more resources, we could double, triple, quadruple the program, which would allow us to have a significant impact both in the immediate area, but of course, as I said earlier, on the amount of heroin coming out of the region, which would then have an impact on the health of the wider region. So we could, in essence, have a very big impact with a very small investment.